You can't talk about race without talking about history. The Local Take has brought you the stories of the Weeping Time for several years now, and I ask historian Hermina Glass Hill to join us to talk about Georgia House Bill 906. Hermina, welcome back to the Local Take.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted you to tell our listeners how they can help stop House Bill 906, which would sell 15 acres of land currently held in the Georgia Historical Trust Program located on Butler Island. This is the site where the enslaved were sold during the Weeping Time. This is where they worked, and it is now being sold to investors to open a brewery. And in March, before the shutdown, I was on the Butler Plantation Island site for the Weeping Time commemorative. And, you know, can I just say that you could feel us? I mean, I'm almost feeling us now just thinking about it. As soon as you start walking towards that house, you can feel us. You know, when I looked in a certain direction, it almost looked like I could see us. That's how thick the spirit of the people who labored there is. And I just cannot even imagine someone even wanting to put, you know, a brewery there. But what do we need to do?
What we need to do is, first of all, I thank you for even bringing up this on your show. It is sacred ground, and you can feel the spirit of the ancestors, just as you have stated. What we can do to oppose this House bill is that you can write the senators on the National Resources and Environmental Committee. You can also check us out on our new website, which is preservebutlerisland.org, or our Facebook page, which is the Coalition to Save the Butler Island Plantation House. And you can also log in to change.org and add your voice in that regard as well, because the politicians and concerned citizens, they all are listening and they hear us opposing this bill. So if any of your listeners can sign the change.org, visit Butler Island, preservebutlerisland.org, or visit us on Facebook at Coalition to Save Butler Island Plantation House, we would be most appreciative.
This is so disheartening to me because I can't imagine anyone putting a commercial brewery on a Civil War site or on a Revolutionary War site or at Ground Zero. You know, that would, in New York for 9/11, that would be something unthinkable. And this land has been held in the Historical Trust for a reason. Why do you think they would treat this site any different from any of those other sites that are considered, like you said, hallowed ground?
That's a good question. The site is actually managed and stewarded by the Department of Natural Resources, the Wildlife Resources Division, as well as the Historic Preservation Division, which manages the properties, the dairy barn and the house itself. They contend that it's an economic issue, but we charge that it's more than just an economic issue, that it is an issue of sacred memory. It is an issue of a sacred ground, a sacred burial ground, where now the ancestors are being auctioned off again to the highest bidder in an effort to amass economic wealth and capitalism for those people who want to build a brewery or whatever it is that they want to build on that waterfront, which they consider as prime real estate. And so we charge that it is egregious, it's sacrilegious to even think of that. And we don't even understand how the Department of Natural Resources, as well as the elected officials, could have been insensitive about the meaning of the Butler Island Plantation House, which is the Houston House. They could have been so insensitive, and especially now in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of Ahmaud Arbery case, which happened down here on the coast, and his family are descendants
from the Butler plantation enslaved.
Absolutely, they are descendants. So how could they have missed that? This is a prime opportunity for the state of Georgia, Department of Natural Resources, as well as elected officials to wake up, because as you stated, they would dare not do that at Gettysburg. They did not do it on the 9/11 site because those folks in New York said that memory is more important than money.
And Hermina,
and they didn't put anything on it.
Well, my contention is if you want it to be an economic driver, make it a historical site, put a museum there, and I'm all for it.
We're all for it. We're for that. We contend that you can have a brewery. You should have a brewery. That's what you want to do with your money. It just should not be on that site.
Well, Hermina, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for trying to preserve Butler Island. And I hope that our people can actually visit the place before the folks who are supposed to be holding it in trust auction it off to the highest bidder once again.
Yes. And I might add before you close is that this is a coalition. It consists of many nonprofit environmental advocacy groups, and we're all working together to make this happen.
We're going to make it happen. Thank you so much for taking the time to
share with us
this morning.
Thank you for your time.
For more information on how to stop House Bill 906, visit the Coalition to Save Butler Island Facebook page or call the Georgia Senate Natural Resources Committee at 404-463-5263. Our ancestors will not be denied.